Welcome to Outright TV, a weekly video and podcast bringing you stories of LGBTI people and allies across the globe as we focus on and live on this pandemic together. I'm Louisa, UN Program Officer here at Outright Action International, and in today's episode, I'm talking to Gabriel Alves de Faria from Brazil, but not living there right now and living the pandemic outside. I've known him for a while, but I'm going to let him introduce himself to you guys.
Hello, okay. Louisa. Hi from Belgium. I'm in Brussels. As you said, I'm Brazilian, so it feels a little bit weird to be speaking in English with you now. My name is Gabriel. I'm a lawyer. I left Brazil in 2011 when I finished law school, and I've been living abroad and working abroad, mostly with LGBTI rights regionally and internationally. I did two masters here in Europe. And then I worked for the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, as you did, and the most recently at the UN in the DRC, the High Commissioner of Human Rights, blended with the peacekeeping operation in Congo.
Thank you. As everyone can see, he lived in a lot of places and done a lot of things and had all the different experiences you can imagine. But can you tell us a little bit about how things are right now, where you are, and how is your life going? How is work going now that we're all sheltered in place?
Yeah, well, it's weird. I had different waves of motivation and insights. Now I'm working as a consultant, actually since last year. So it didn't change much in terms of my practical professional routine, because I had been working mostly from home. But yeah, it's just the idea of being locked down. I got here in Belgium because now I'm spending 8 months here in Belgium and 4 months in Brazil. So I just came here when the borders were closed. And yeah, it's at the first I was very in the productive mood, producing a lot and creative stuff. And then I realized that I think it was my own way to cope and react to what's happening. Then I slow down a little bit, but this productivity idea that we must be productive, it's got stuck with me, this reflection, this time in the pandemic, how much we have and we must, and as an activist that you have always to be active. And so I've been questioning and reconciling these feelings, and I think that brought the pandemic brought me a little bit of that.
I know. I feel like everyone is either like 5 seconds super productive and 5 seconds I never want to get out of bed ever again. And it's so hard and it's so difficult to conciliate all the different issues. But I feel like, as you said, that being an activist, it's really hard to conciliate everything. Because being an activist, as saying the word being an activist, it's a full-time job. But having your life and your friends and your family is also a full-time job. So it's really hard to conciliate everything. And how are things before the pandemic? And do you think they changed, or are you just having those reflections now?
I'm having the reflection of productivity and my engagement. But before, yes, I was... I had my moments reflecting on how to reconcile professional and personal life. At most I realized as well that every time that I was traveling, even for pleasure or for tourism, I was always putting an activist element to it, and it didn't become anymore just a trip, but work. So I decided to stop a bit last year, and also thinking of mental health. I think it's important to discuss and to address that within our community, LGBTI and human rights defenders, because of different reasons, the content, what we do, and also, yeah, the lack of resources as well in this world, it brings some certain anxiety. And also, I'm very cautious. I'm not in a burnout, but a lot of my friends are around having a burnout. So I think you are agreeing. I kind of slowed down a bit, and then I decided, as I said, to go as a consultant. But it's hard because I have this calls, and I'm trying to resist like big organizations and regional organizations where we both come from internationally active the international activism. So I've been trying to reconciliate my personal life and professional life, maybe working a little bit less and having time to do other things as well. And trying to reshape the idea of money and work, and trying to understand that free space and mental space is also very important in our activism. Then I decided to switch to more consultant work, and I'm with my boyfriend here in Belgium. He speaks Portuguese, so we are able to go to Brazil together as well. And I'm learning Dutch because he speaks Dutch. I'm trying to be more aware, and I feel the anxiety that I'm not doing enough, you know, as I used to do, the network and the impact and meetings and all. But I'm trying to slow down a little bit and understand as well that maybe it's a new phase of my life in terms of family life, what we always fight for, family life for LGBT people. So I'm trying to be more aware and create more time for that, and be here and be in Brazil as well, which is another discussion. How do you feel, like, as a doing international and regional work, but the situation in Brazil is not going very well? So how to, you know, feel that you're being relevant in your own context? And so I'm trying to be a bit more local, but it bothers me the fact that I'm always in international work.
Yeah, I find it so hard, because some days I don't want to read the news about back home. And some days I'm like, we need to do something. We can't let things continue the way they are. But it's also exhausting to try to grab everything, like to wrap the world around, like, with your arms. And it's something that took me a really long time to learn from a really dear friend. That's like an empty jar can't pour. So if we don't take care of ourselves, it's really, really, really hard to do anything else. And I feel like I do what I can taking care of my family back home or my partner, but also we can't change the world alone, and it's super hard. And as you're saying, like, you're changing and doing new works, I find particularly your career path super interesting. And I don't know if our audience knows everything about it. Can you tell us about everything that you're doing right now and about, like, the plans for your work and future work?
Yeah, sure. So as I said, I decided to go solo as a consultant last October. So here in Belgium, I'm trying to link civil society from Brazil. I decided to, after 8 years when Bolsonaro won, I decided that I want to be more active in my own reality, in my own context. So I've been trying to mainstream Brazil in my career, in my professional activities. So here in Belgium, I'm trying to raise awareness and visibility to the human rights issues that have been taking place in Brazil within the EU institutions and regional networks that are here. So this is one part. I'm also developing and delivering workshops on protection for human rights defenders, which is super interesting, like developing your own contact, your own content of the workshop, and then delivering. And 2 years ago, as you know, I founded this organization called Not Only Voices in Amsterdam, which aims to connect LGBT rights defenders through filmmaking. So I'm also trying to collect and engage more with Brazilian civil society to collect videos and give more visibility, but in English. So try to bridge an international attention, international actors to a Brazilian reality. Yeah.
And that's super cool. And yeah, we're going to share the link of your project, like, down below and everywhere that we have, so people can also check out your work. And I find what you do super inspiring, and it's so important that to talk to fellow Brazilians who are outside and are also trying to figure out how to bring that reality that's just escalating to other people to understand it. I don't even like to say his name to not give him any credit on anything, but it's hard.
Yeah. But yeah, I also feel very, very happy to talk to you and to all the Brazilians abroad, that Yeah, we've been working and the relevance and the importance of Brazil in international diplomacy and on LGBTI rights movements within UN advocacy and within the OAS was always very, very important. It was a sort of a proud of us as bringing and pushing. And now I feel that things are going really in the wrong direction. So I also feel this pressure to be a bit more engaged there. And it's nice when we are able to connect like with Outright in New York and with organizations here in Europe to bring more attention to what's happening in Brazil. So thanks for having me here.
No, thank you for coming. You're going to see that face a lot because he does amazing things. And I'm really happy that he accepted being here on Outright TV with us. I'm Louisa. Thank you for watching us today, and you see more episodes with my colleagues from Outright TV. Thank you, everyone.